From the WCYB Digital Radio Newsroom in London, this is the April 2023 Venture Capital Report. A cybersecurity ventures go-to authority, Richard Seewald, founder and managing partner at Evolution Equity Partners, one of the most respected VC firms in the cybersecurity space, joins us every quarter to provide Cybercrime Radio listeners with invaluable market insights from an investor's perspective.
No surprise that funding continues to roll. When you think about investing in cybersecurity, it's about people, it's about the size of the market.
So, how large was the market this month? Let's take a look at some of the biggest deals. Japanese security integration company Secom invested $192 million into two cloud-based security solutions providers, Eagle Eye Networks and Brevio, according to SiliconANGLE. The former pitches itself as a global leader in cloud video surveillance, with a product offering that delivers cyber-secure, cloud-based video, equipped with artificial intelligence and analytics, while the latter offers cloud-based access control and smart space technologies to help businesses control who can access their facilities. We asked Seewald for his thoughts.
Some of the areas that we've invested in and we continue to find to be attractive areas around cloud security. It's a complex and diverse category that presents significant opportunity.
From Yahoo Finance, Oradin, a privacy-focused blockchain and artificial intelligence startup, raised $81 million in a Series A funding round, led by Celesta Capital and Mayfield. The company, which is based in Santa Clara, California, says it is developing breakthrough scalability, sustainability, and security solutions. With the new funding, the company will work to support its more than 40 employees, including software engineers and cybersecurity professionals, from companies such as Palo Alto Networks and Marvel. Cybersecurity startup Huntress has raised $60 million, Axios reports. The company, which is a popular endpoint security provider among small to medium-sized businesses, has more than 3,600 customers, including medical companies, IT providers, and metal distributors. The latest funding round was led by Sapphire Ventures, with contributions from ForgePoint Capital and JMI Equity. Hub Cybersecurity Limited, a developer of confidential computing cybersecurity solutions and services, entered into an agreement for up to $16 million in gross proceeds from Lind Global Asset Management VI LLC, an investment entity managed by the Lind Partners, according to PR Newswire. The investment is expected to provide the company with additional resources to fuel its rapid growth and development, enhance its financial stability, and grant the opportunity to pursue its future plans. Under the terms of the agreement, Hub will have access to up to $16 million in convertible debt, financing in three tranches, which will mature over a two-year period. From BusinessWire, StatClock announced $17.5 million in Series A funding to bring enterprise-grade security solutions to developers actively working with open-source software. The company's mission is to safeguard the integrity of the software supply chain as the security landscape continues to evolve. Looking forward, Seewald predicts growth across the board.
We're focused on this industry 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That yields the type of outcome that you've seen in our portfolio, being able to engage with best-of-breed entrepreneurs and companies and investing in them, but most importantly, helping those companies grow and working with those entrepreneurs to a successful outcome. When you look at 2023, it will be another good year. It's going to be exciting, and I look forward to continuing to come and talk to you each quarter.
For more deal flow, read our daily VC report at cybersecurityventures.com. Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Charlie Osborne.